Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome everyone to the Red Room Radio. My name is James. I am the co-host, formerly known as the hardest working man of Hotlanta, back in D.C., my hometown. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Red Room once again. Your lovely, 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 the hardest working female that I know, mother, author of These Shoes Hurt My Feet, host of the Red Room Radio, Shelly O. Brooks is in the building tonight. Shelly, are you here?
I am in the building in the Red Room, James. Thank you so much. I'm so excited about the show tonight, as I am for every other show. I thank you for the awesome introduction, and you are definitely still the hardest working man, maybe not in Hotlanta no more, but in D.C.
On the East Coast.
I want to welcome everyone to the Red Room. I want to thank my co-host, Vic Love, who's in the house. Vic, you are so totally awesome, and I really appreciate you coming into the Red Room with us every week. I also want to thank my other co-host, Lady T, who is in the Red Room with us tonight. I just want to say tonight is going to be a show that is going to either inform somebody or irritate somebody. But it's all about putting the information out there. I'm just saying. James, I don't even want to open up the topic. I'm going to leave that up to you. Can you just let everybody know what our topic for tonight is?
Tonight's topic, the most taboo topic of them all, the open marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely is taboo.
Wow.
And we all
got
know
drink
what this
ready.
Topic tonight was about. We all know what this topic tonight was about because, you know, we talk about these things. It's a concerted effort of all of us coming together, deciding on what topics we think people want to hear about, even if they don't want to talk about, or they're waiting to have an opportunity to walk into the Red Room and anonymously give their opinion. So with that being said, I just want to start by saying that the reason that we came up with the topic for tonight is because fidelity is like the foundation of every relationship, whether it's an exclusive dating relationship or it's a marriage. But I think most people will agree that when fidelity occurs, it most likely or often destroys the foundation of that relationship. And what's amazing is when I did the research, statistics show that 30 to 60% of all all married individuals.
Thank you for explaining that. Up.
That was a Freudian slip. I apologize. Of all married individuals in the U.S. will engage in infidelity at some point during their marriage. Now, I don't want anybody to think, okay, so that's not me, but I did say 30 to 60%. So you could be in the percentage that is not included in these statistics. But if that expectation was removed from the relationship, the marriage, would more marriages survive? So, I mean, I surveyed a few people. I asked a few questions, you know, and it's kind of like when you ask people questions and they give you that face, it's like, did she really just ask me that? Because I'll randomly just ask people, any grocery store, I mean, wherever I am, you know, I'm doing a survey on whatever our topic is to get people's responses. Open marriages occur more than we think they do. But the reason that we don't know about it is it's because it's private. It's between the two married people, but it's more common than you think. Now, there's a stigmatism that's attached to that because it's like marriage is supposed to be a monogamous relationship between husband and wife. You vow to be faithful till death do you part. But there are times that people want to do something outside of the traditional type of marriage, hence the open marriage. So I just figured we would talk about it. And if we're going to talk about it, then we need to put the information out there and, you know, kind of ask the question. could it work? Is it something that, you know, people are doing that just doesn't make sense? Or is it something that is the new wave of being married and that's how couples are staying married longer? So I'm just going to start with the, you know, opinions. I mean, I know, and what we don't do is we know the topic. We agree on the topic, but we don't share our opinions until the show. So I have no idea what anybody else is going to say. I am going to be just as shocked and amazed or enlightened by all of my co-hosts, as well as they're going to be, they have no idea what my opinion is. But I like it this way because it's not scripted. We don't do this for the let's all agree or disagree. So I'm going to throw it out there, and I don't even know who should start with this.
Say somebody.
Okay. Vic Love,
take
please,
a pick.
Please start. Take it.
Okay. Thank you. First, let's start out with the topic is open marriage. Let's start with open. Once you have open, that means for somebody to enter. Right? Let's deal with open. So, once you have an open marriage, that means that you have somebody that can come in and be welcome into your marriage. Now, to some people, that might be a great thing. For me, personally, if it's open, I'm not having an open marriage. Even though it might be nice for some people, because, you know, like we started saying, being open marriage, it can be like fidelity's in a high rise. But I'm saying you need to find a way to close that openness. Open marriage is not, it can never be good. As far as I'm concerned, if you're married. And that's all I'm going to say about it right this at this second. But next.
Okay. Lady T, what do you think?
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with Vic.
Oh.
I just think if...
No, I hate to cut you off, AT. I can't believe you just said that. You're agreeing with me, and you can't believe you said it. But thank you for saying it, because I'm right. Go ahead. Continue.
Yes, this topic, yes, you're right. I don't agree with it. I think it's nasty. I can't see how, like, Shelly, are you laughing?
We're all laughing. It's nasty. Like, why could it be nasty?
No,
if I agree with you?
I'm listening.
It is, because I don't see how a husband can, like, allow his wife to sleep with another man, or the wife allows her husband to sleep with another woman, or shit, they sleeping with the same sex. I don't know. But I think it's nasty, and it's not right. Like, it may work for some people. Shit, Will and Jade have been doing it for, what, 20 years, and it's working for them. But
yeah,
I don't think it'll work for me. Look, something is going on there. I mean, come on now. A lot of celebrities don't last that long. As far as Murray.
Exactly.
You know, must be doing something.
Come on, James.
What do you think?
Bring it on.
No, I don't think it's okay. Well, maybe that's just the freak side of me. What it is, what it is. I don't think it's nasty, but I do know that it can cause complications depending on the relationship. Like, I had an ex who was open to trying to have somebody else involved in our relationship. I'm selfish as hell, like I said in previous shows. what's mine is mine. You can't have that shit for nobody else. But, like I said, everybody's different.
Oh, that's right.
To each his own. I mean, you got swingers, you have open marriages, you have cheaters. I'd rather have an open relationship versus being with somebody exclusively, quote unquote, but they're cheating on me and I don't know about it. Or if I do know about it, I'd rather it be open. So to me, it's not nasty. You have to be educated on STDs and HIV, like, not to get too into the health issue of it, but it is what it is. This is real life. Everybody has their own fantasies. Now, the other issue lies where if my lover catches feeling for the person that we brought into the relationship together,
that
leaves me with nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There's so many different variables to the situation. It's a lot of different variables.
Shelly, one question. And James, you hit it right on the nail on the head. Listen, that's where the problem comes in. Once you start bringing somebody else in to a relationship, that's when you might start catching feelings, saying that one person, well, they're treating the other spouse better than you. And that's when intangibles start happening. And that's where you're right, James, because that's where the problem comes in. Now, if at home things is rocky and you're doing it because you still want to stay with that mate and you know he's going to cheat anyway and that's why you're doing it, then that's a different scenario. But I'm saying it gets to be the jealousy. You know, in the world, you could have outside everybody doing their own thing and it keep it real in a marriage. We're talking about a marriage, not a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. Marriage, not good. It's never going to work.
I disagree.
Sorry.
I disagree.
Who's that?
It's a synonym.
Who's that?
It's a synonym.
Oh, my God. Charlene, you are not agreeing with me? I thank you. It's a good day today. That's good.
You know, the thing about it is that open marriages have saved a lot of marriages all through this year. Remember Jada and her husband, Will Smith, they have an open relationship because it works. You know why it works?
Will Smith is
because
gay. Will Smith is gay.
Excuse me?
Will Smith is gay.
Who said Will Smith is
gay?
Ooh.
He is gay. It's okay though, but he's gay.
Whoa.
And she's gay.
I'll take
that's
that
different.
Well, if Will Smith is gay, I think I'm gay too.
Okay.
It's so many different variables into this situation, and it's
this
like
is
this is
a
topic that opens
topic.
Up a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I want to take this time to welcome a guest on our show.
Yes,
a guest on our show who will be explaining the fact that an open marriage can work. I'm going to open up the call to our guest. I will let him announce himself anonymously.
Yeah, we got to see this.
I so appreciate him for being, you know, bold enough to talk about it because, you know, it has that stigmatism where we say, oh, you know, I mean, Tracia, Lady T, you said it's nasty. James, you said I'm selfish. Victor, you said it wouldn't work for me. But it does happen. So I really would like to have a different side to the whole topic and welcome our guest and give him an opportunity to explain how it worked for him. Special guest, I thank you so much. You're live in the Red Room Radio. We welcome you. And you are now at center stage to be able to explain to everyone who is listening about having an open marriage.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Good evening.
How you doing tonight, Mark?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How's everyone doing?
Well, we are great and excited that you have decided to come on our show and share with us. So,
yes, thank you for the invitation. I totally appreciate it.
So, tell us about how having an open marriage worked for you.
It worked very well, and to have such a special relationship, you have to have a special person, and it's mental, and believe it or not, it's spiritual and it's emotional. You have to remember that to have that all these one thing in common, you have to be able to have your mate or your the person you're sharing this with a total understanding. It has to be a unified. It's not one wants and one doesn't want. So it doesn't work. It has to be it's a two-party thing. And it works. It's basically, it is totally mental. And it is spiritual because at the end of the day is that you have to bring all your emotions into it and out of it. And it's a twofold thing. You're emotionally involved and it's not being a curiosity thing, says let me try this and I can, for the first timer. You could try it, see if you like it. If it's not just something that you're comfortable with, then you could walk away from it. So it is, you know, for us, it was one of those things. We were together on it, and we wanted it, and then we tried it, and it worked. And you should be able to, after it's all done, to sit and talk about it. Because it's a process. You have to learn to communicate with your partner, and your partner have to communicate with you. Mm-hmm. All those who are involved in there comes in different aspects. And basically, it really for you to get to know who are you, the person you are involved with, all who are involved in, who are they, where they come from, what are they looking for to receive in the whole process. And for them, for them, as they leave, then, you know, it goes from there. So the floor is open to others.
So is this something that you or your wife opened the door to? Who was the first person who decided this was something that they were interested in doing?
Thank you, Shelly. That's a great question.
It was like I said, it was a mutual conversation. And it was an adventure that we both talked about and truly and said, okay, let's go seek. As we went seeking and we found out there were more of people like us out there than we could imagine. So it was a mutual this just started a conversation.
Okay, well, my question to you. Are you swingers, she said?
Yes, we have swing. We have been swingers.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out how
no
you're going to go to your
that.
Wife. Shelly.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I'm asking
you. Lady T said, and you have no problem with that.
Mark?
Yes.
She wants to know if you didn't have any problem with that, your wife.
No, she didn't. She was very, very, very forthcoming, and she totally understands what it was happening, and she was excited about it. So that made it much more pleasant and interesting to do.
Okay.
You have no problem with another guy sticking his dick in your wife's cooch. I'm sorry. That's just like
hold
that.
On.
I can't
who's that?
That.
That's the Lady T? Lady T.
Lady T. Yes, I didn't know Lady T had it like that.
You're right.
I'm not attacking. I'm just asking questions.
All right, well, that's
no,
a good
but
question.
I didn't know Lady T had it like that. She's a booker today. This has to be a very strong conversation.
You were getting ready to ask Mark a question.
My question to Mark is that I'm saying that you said a new person will come out. Listen, that is you get your ass smacked up for even asking some kind of question like that. How did you come to the conclusion or you feel that you could ask your significant other that, hey,
yes.
I want to like swing and things that have an open relationship.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. And your face is still not red.
Dick is on my taste tonight. Yes.
Well,
I think that's the part where most people have the hardest time understanding is how you open the door to that conversation, because that could be one that could go down a path that you can't come back from. So I think Vic, I understand what you're saying, because, I mean, I'm not married now, but if I was married and I wasn't open to the idea of it, and if my spouse was to say, hey, you know, it's about communication. So, Mark, is it one of those where you know that this is something that your partner might be interested in having a discussion about, or is it something that you feel you want to do and you open the door to it and just see what their response is?
Well, you know, like I said previously, it takes two, and you cannot just wake up tomorrow morning and say, this is what I thought about, this is what I like. The conversation can start, and where however it's finished is that it's gonna be it's a democratic way, in a way that two people consenting. It does not. It will affect a lot. If he says, if one doesn't want and one wants, then it's a one-party system. If your party concluded that they would like to try this and to see what it's all about, it has to be a two-party thing. And again, it takes a mindset. It takes communication. It takes understanding. Just because you talked about it one time, that does not make it suddenly you run out there and go and do it. You have to understand that there are psychological effects in it also. So you have to be, mentally, you have to know what you want. And your partner has to understand, your husband has to understand, your wife has to understand. Now, this is a two things. If we go into it together, we're gonna come out of it together. You know, it's not
right.
One going and that. So it works when two people consent to it. It doesn't work if one wants, the other doesn't. Now, like I said, everybody's ideology is not the same thing. So because one try it and like it, that does not make it works for you. Your job that you do, I probably cannot do. Not everyone is qualified to be a police officer. Not everyone is qualified to go into the military. So we have to understand your mental attitude and your partner's mental attitude. It's you cannot overall make it a one-sided. It has to be a two-sided. That's the only way it works.
I have a question.
I wish my dude would. I'd punch him in his face.
But James had a question.
So what if, and I've been in this situation before, not marriage-wise, but to me, relationship is relationship regardless. But what if your lover comes to you and says, baby, I want to try to have somebody else come into a relationship, but you're not willing to do that. So if there's only one person who is fully gung-ho about bringing somebody else into a relationship, and you're not, what do you do in that situation? Like, I know at some point you have to compromise, or you might want to compromise, but there are certain things that aren't compromisable.
Well, there is no compromise in that. You understand something. It has to be a two-party. That's the only way it can be work effectively, and you can get the most excellent things out of it. It has to be a two-party, because if one is pushing and one is reluctant, it will never work. It's doomed to fail, and it's doomed for chaos.
Mark, I have a question, and I think this probably will be one that may shed some light on the whole idea of it.
Uh-huh.
Is this something that comes about when a couple is happy together, or there's struggling and finding that we need something to spice up our marriage or our relationship, and this is an opportunity to do that. So I guess what I'm
saying
is this something that,
that's what it is.
That is, we need to spice it up, and this is just, this may be an option for us, or is this something that it doesn't, it's just adding to the great relationship that you already have? Because
well,
I think what people think is when uh-huh. something's not working,
uh-huh.
some people go out and cheat. But uh-huh. when something's not working, some people decide to spice it up on a different level and have an open uh-huh. relationship.
Right. Well, in both of your question is a total disaster.
Okay, well, enlighten us, please, as I cross my legs.
Because if you're looking for something to spice it, and this is what you choose, then that's not it. The only best way I can explain it to you, it's a two-party, and it has to be a mindset. And both party has to understand that they're bringing another party into the mix. And are this party, is it like them, or is it close to who they are as person? And going there is not to spice it. It's an adventure. It's something that is the norm. If you have the experience, if it has crossed your mind, if the interest there, because you have to have an interest, you have to be willing, you have to be open, meaning that you have to look at all the variables.
I want to talk.
Okay. Huh?
With all due respect, Mark,
I'm
listening to you, and I'm really mm-hmm. trying to feel what you're trying to say, but let me tell you something.
Okay.
If once you start trying to bring others into a marriage,
mm-hmm.
there's something totally missing. I don't care what kind of understanding. My wife couldn't come to me and say, hey, baby, I want to bring somebody into the relationship. But guess what?
Well, she
At that point, listen to me.
Your name is Vic Love. Hi, it's
Vic Love.
I
bring it right. I'm saying, Mark, mm-hmm. and all due respect, I know what's good for
yes.
you, but it's not
mm-hmm.
good for the real world, because that's just, if I told my wife, guess what? I want to bring
mm-hmm.
Susie in. She's going to fucking kick my ass really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's
and
listening.
And you'll be missing
so
from wedding room.
Yeah. She might
exactly.
be
every Tuesday
in once,
at 8 o'clock.
But listen, though, Mark, I love you. I think you are really a really great guest. But
yes.
I'm saying your thing is really, it's special people doing that. The swingers
yes.
doing it all the time. But once
yes.
you have to bring somebody into your relationship, the marriage is getting really, really bad. And you heard it from Vic
Love.
But
I think what he just said, and I think that's the misconception that we have with open relationships is, and when we came to the agreement that we were going to have this topic, you know, of course, I'd have to do my research. And what I found is, through research, it is not about...
No, Charlie.
No, I mean, and because we can't conceive it, and I'm just going to say this, just because we can't conceive the idea of... Because this show would have been about all of... Everybody on the... All of us, and I've not said it, I agree or disagree. So you do know that I have not... given my stance on this at all. And I'm going to sit on the fence. So, what I'm saying is, what we normally cannot conceive, know that there are people out there, this isn't new. This is just something that just started yesterday. We all just had the conversation about Jada and Will been doing it forever. It works
it.
For some people. So, what we don't
again.
Understand,
and they sick
I guess
too.
That's the reason that I like to have these controversial topics is because what we don't understand or can't conceive that fits into our life, no one understands. There are people out there that are different from us. And just because we don't understand it, it's not something that we can conform to, doesn't mean that it doesn't work, or it doesn't mean that it's not real, or it doesn't mean that it's really and truly taboo. Because some of the stuff that we do, cheating should be taboo. But as I indicated, the statistics show that 30 to 60% of all marriages have infidelity. So I don't understand what
right,
the difference
that
is. And I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that I could be in an open marriage. But what I'm saying is we sometimes have to not place labels on things we don't understand. And that's all I'm saying. But what I want to do right now is we have a caller who has a question or a comment for our guest, and I'm going to unmute the line. It is an anonymous caller. I normally announce the last four numbers of the caller's number, but this caller has called in anonymously, and I have no problem with that whatsoever, so I'm going to unmute the line. And caller, if you'd like to have, if you have something to say, please speak, because we welcome your comments
time.
To the Red Room.
Hello, everyone. It's Tiffany, Tiffany, Tiffany.
Oh, my God. Tiffany. Tiffany. What do you got to say tonight?
Let me tell you something. What's the guy's name? Mark.
Yes.
Is he on there?
Mark.
Okay.
Yes, Mark.
Yes, Mark. I'm hearing what you say, but I totally disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Because my thing is, one of the main things you hit on was spiritually. It could be spiritually. There is no spirituality in going around having sex with other people. If you want to be doing stuff like that, what is the point of being married? If you want to have an open relationship, be single and have an open relationship with whoever you want, but why have a wife to come home to when you've just been having sex with somebody else, or your wife has been having sex with somebody else, and you're going to lay down with her and have sex with her? Do you not feel uncomfortable with that?
Well, let's put it this way. Let me ask you.
I'm being real. I'm just being real. Go ahead, Smith.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. I bet you. Are you married? You said you were married, right?
I am married. Yes, I am.
Yes, and you have great orgasms, don't you?
That's not your business. Ooh. To be real,
Tiffany, answer the question. You have multiple orgasms. Is anything more?
Oh, every night. If you want to get real, yes, every night. Multiple and multiple over and over. But guess what? It's not with another man, nor is it with another woman.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that not for you. You have to understand what's not for you.
But my issue is...
don't get offended.
But I'm not offended at all. But I'm just saying, what you're saying is, I get what Shelley was saying as well, that, you know, to each his own, basically. But my thing is, if you want to be that way, why be married? That's what I don't understand. Why be married? Like, you guys touched on Will and Jada. I get that. But why are you married? What's the point of making vows in front of God, and then you want to say, okay, well, you know what? I love you, but I saw this fool over there, and I want to screw her. And I saw this man, I want to screw him. But how about we just do that, but we come back together? What's the point? Be single.
Can I interrupt real quick?
You want to... Go ahead.
It's not about, oh, I'm going to screw them, so let's bring it into and let me say, hey, baby, I want to screw this person. Let me, you know, can we do a threesome? No, it's not about that. It's about having fun and enjoying what you do. But like Mark said, it has to be a mutual agreement. It has to be something that you're both into. I get what you're saying, Tiffany. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking you. Because at one point, I used to feel the exact same way you did.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been introduced to a lot of different shit in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, James, you like that?
I didn't say I like it.
You into it.
Ooh.
I'm into it. I'm not opposed to it.
No, but are you okay with it?
As long as it's a mutual agreement.
James, you're free for real. I love you,
James.
I don't think I'm telling him anything he didn't say in the beginning. But I will say this, Tiffany, I totally understand. I totally understand.
Right.
I am so there with you. But remember last week we talked about
yes.
can a relationship survive without intimacy? And there's six
exactly.
different forms of intimacy. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess maybe the question should be asked is, if you have partnered with someone, and understand this, everyone who gets married does not get married with the same type of marital value as the other person.
Oh, that's
does.
So true.
No one understands
that's
that
so
people
true.
Get married for several different reasons. It could be
right.
for security. It could be for
security.
It could
right.
be for love,
security.
And then that just
mm-hmm.
it could be for luck. So, I guess the thing of it is, you could ask, is this part of completing that whole realm of making sure that you get all six of the levels of intimacy that you need to be happy, the emotional, intellectual, spiritual, recreational, the financial, and the physical, because I'm sure that is part of having someone else. But I don't
right.
think, I mean, Mark, I want to ask this question because what I did was when I did do my research and I talked to people, I talked to several people
yeah.
who I did something I would normally never do. I
mm-hmm.
inserted myself into groups to see what the chatter was about, just to,
mm-hmm.
you know, see what is it that this open marriage thing is all about. And what I found
mm-hmm.
out was it's not just about the sex. The open marriage is not just about the sex. It could
correct.
Be an emotional connection that you have with someone else. That you bring into the
mm-hmm.
relationship. It could be an intellectual connection that you have with someone else that you bring into the relationship. And if intimacy, and that's still a form of intimacy, remember, we talked about that. So I think we kind of get caught up in the whole, the open marriage is just about the sex. And
so my thing
is, it
is. But Shelly, my thing
can
is,
I ask
okay.
a question?
Yes,
hello.
Please.
Shelly, I have a statement to make.
Oh, Sarah.
Right.
Yes,
Sarah.
Wait, Shelly. She's been real quiet tonight.
No, because
Sarah,
I'm taking in the conversation, but I have to say this. There is only one country that I know of that has hung up with sex, and it's the United States of America. Everybody else, that's open. Everybody else is going to kiss a man on his cheek, kiss a man, and it's all natural, but Americans have a lot of hiccups. The young lady a few minutes ago said that could never happen, but guess what? Why do men go and get married and go outside of their marriage to have sex with other people? Don't beat up a man because he's that the way he wants to be and he's fine with what he's doing, but you have to look at it this way. Men marry every day. But the day after they get married is a different story.
But nobody's beating up on him. We're just trying to figure. We just want to know, like why nobody's beating up on him. That's his prerogative.
I'm not beating up. Well, all
if
I want to know is like,
he can sleep with 400 women in was, one day, he can do that too.
If you decide to go into a marriage, correct, right? My question is, if you like that type of a lifestyle, do you go into it agreeing with it? Or do you, as time goes, well, you know what, you know, like Vic Love had said something about spicing up. I think it was you, Vic Love, the system of spicing up the marriage, or some people might think it's like that. But, Shelly, I get what you said with the groups that you've gone to and you studied them, and some people do it for different emotional reasons and stuff like that, but that's what you're supposed to find from your spouse. What's the, like I said, once again, if you're trying to find all this different stuff and you have that man or woman next to you that you can't find that in, then what's the point?
I guess what? They didn't just find out they want to have an open relationship. That was a mindset way before he even got married.
No, he's
well, that's what I said. Do you go in with it, or do you wait till
right.
you go down the line and say, this is what I want to do, or do you come in together? Because, you know, people, not even just marriages, just relationships, you got, you know, couples that just love to be with other people. You know, you got,
right.
back in the days, we called it orgies. You had orgies around each other. You did whatever
oh,
you
well.
Wanted to do. Let's
exactly.
be real. But if you go into it, if you go into it, you go with the reasoning, yes, this is how we want to be. Why down the line and all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's just
let me tell you something. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I hate to cut you off. I want to just
sorry.
Bring this out.
Mr. Love.
One thing.
Dr. Love.
I'm saying, Vic Love. Get it, don't get twisted to me. Vic Love. But listen,
Vic Love.
I want to bring, I'm trying to bring it to conclusion. Once you feel that you need to bring somebody else into the relationship, right? Because when you meet somebody, you don't say, hi, my name is Victor.
Hi.
Your name is Susan. I want to bring somebody in. That doesn't happen. That's not real. What happens
right.
when things are starting to fizzle and you need new excitement, but whoever agrees to bring somebody into the relationship, that's like, Mark, no disrespect. That shit is sick. Because
no.
that's when.
No, it's not sick. Go ahead, Vic. Go ahead.
Wait, who's
I'm saying.
You know, it's not like
it's
somebody
on the phone, it's somebody trying to train me. Listen, when you have to bring somebody inside your relationship, right, that means either
mm-hmm.
one or two things are happening. One thing is this. It's not the fulfillment is not satisfactory to the partner, right? Second is that you need to, when you have to find comfort into another person bringing them in, to your relationship, it can't be good. It can't be good. It might be exciting because your shit at home is horrible. So you need to bring your excitement in. Yeah, it was tricking. Good. I'm listening. It's not good.
Can I say one thing can I say one thing to Mark?
Bring it up.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Mark, tell them how long you and your wife and your other partner live together.
They don't live together. They just fight.
Oh, y'all
oh,
live
sorry.
Together.
Wow. No, you guys have to wait and hear the answer to the question.
Tell
them how long this relationship lasts.
We were about almost 22 years.
Thank you.
I need something stronger than this wine. God damn.
Yes,
you.
Exactly.
Well,
matter of fact,
Mark,
James,
Mark,
when you working tonight, can I please come see you?
Wow.
You said
well,
22
you know,
years.
I want to say this. I want to put a twist on this. Mark, first of all, I want to thank you so much for sharing with
Great,
us
Mark.
Because you opened the door to controversy on the show tonight. I'm just so excited because there are people out there who are doing exactly what you've done that
mm-hmm.
are listening to you saying, absolutely, it can work. I can. It's just some of us who just, it's not for us. And I totally understand that. I can't say that I could or I couldn't do it. But I will say this. There are a lot of marriages where the two people involved are doing exactly what Mark did consensually, and the two people involved in the marriage are doing the exact same thing, and both people think that they're doing something behind the other person's back. So my question to anybody out there that has something that anybody that's on the line that has a comment or a question that they'd like to add to this topic, because we do have to move on, because we still have to do the Scarlet Envelope. Would you rather be in an open relationship or be in a marriage where someone's cheating? I don't want nobody to answer that question.
No,
I
have one.
I don't want nobody to answer the question because I'm going to leave that on your mind.
Why not?
Tonight. It may be a topic for another show because we do have to move on because everybody just feels like Mark is wrong. This is, you know, oh, this is nasty, this, that, and the other.
I'm not saying it's wrong at all.
That.
Mark's not wrong. Mark's not wrong. If somebody
Mark,
says they want to do it,
feel good with.
I have a personal experience.
That's
that
his prerogative.
James.
So I guess another question, maybe we should have another topic for the show. Would you rather be in an open relationship or be married to someone who's cheap?
I think y'all need to play that song by Sue. I want to get freaky with you. That's what she meant.
So, hey, Shelly, cut Tammy's mic off. Hey, Shelly, cut Tammy's mic off.
No, I'm
thank
not going to
play it. I enjoy y'all so much. Thank you so much. Vic Love,
you love. We enjoy you. We so love. That
you are
coming
right.
to the red room and showing us love. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Mark,
y'all
thank you. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We really
appreciate you. You're welcome. Remember that that's everything is not for everyone. You have to have total communication for things to work.
Yeah,
you're right,
communication
Mark.
Is the key to everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the
okay,
thing
can
is,
I ask a quick
I'm
question before he hang up? Okay, you know, we talked about these seven different things of intimacy. So what do you do if your wife or husband finds all of those seven things in the other person and not you?
Oh, thank you, Lady T. You are raising the
line. Another topic for another week.
Ooh.
We could throw
a couple more variables in there that Lady T just, in addition to what Lady T thought about, and one I could think about is what if the other person in the open marriage relationship is someone of the same sex? What if the husband decides he wants to be with the man? And
I was about to ask that same question.
Okay, now you're talking about switch hitters and stuff. Okay.
I think
Lady T is getting a lot of information for herself.
Okay. Shelly.
She said what? I didn't hear you. What you say?
What
you say?
I know that you're getting a lot of information for yourself.
Oh, hell no. That won't happen around these parts.
It's not. Lady T got it going on.
Because let me tell
hey,
you,
Shelly.
My husband from a country where that's okay to have all them different wives. That's the first question I asked him when I met him. Nah, we don't rock like that over here.
Okay.
That might work for him and his wife, but that don't work for Tracia and her dude.
Well, good, Lady T. We know you're doing all right. Hey, Shelly.
Yes.
I think it's time to go to the Scarlet Letter.
Yes, I think it's time to go to the Scarlet Letter. Thank you so much, Mark, for just bringing such a controversial topic to light and explaining your side of how this works for people. Please continue to join us in the Red Room. And again, we thank you so much. Vic Love,
nice.
Are we ready for the Scarlet Envelope?
I don't know how much more I can take with y'all people tonight.
Vic, open up, love. Come on. Do we need a
drum roll?
I need some sound effects. We got to work on that.
This is Vic Love. I'm talking about the Scarlet Envelope. Okay, let's do this. The Scarlet Envelope starts off like this. Dear Red Room, I write this letter with mixed emotions. I'm hurt and angry at the same time. My husband, I have been married for 6 wonderful years. He has 2 wonderful children, age 4 and 2. We both are hard-working professionals with busy schedules, but we make time to spend with each other and have family time. Since our 2-year-old son was born, I have struggled with my weight going up and down, and I've gained 20 pounds. But I'm tall, so the extra pounds are somewhat evenly proportioned. But I'm not a size 12 anymore. I'm not happy with my weight, and I'm making an effort to eat healthy and exercise when I can. Over the last 6 months, my loving husband has started making comments about my weight. At first, it was subtle, something like, honey, looks like your hips are getting a little thick. But now it's direct and to the point. Like, damn, your ass is getting big. It's to the point now when we have sex. He told me, don't try getting on the top. You're too big for that now. That's kind of fucked up. I'm sorry. Neither of us are the same size we were when we met. He's gained about 35 pounds. Maybe more over the years, I've never said anything about it. He eats junk food, fried foods, anything else unhealthy when he's not at home. But always makes a comment about how healthy I cook for the family, but still not losing weight. I have suggested several times that we go work out or go to the gym together. But, you know, his reply is, you need to do it more than I do. I'm hurt because my weight matters so much to him that he's being disrespectful and ugly with his comments and doesn't care if it hurts my feelings, even when he knows it does. What makes me angry is that his comments in the bedroom really pisses me off. I really want to tell him I'd rather not have him, his fat ass smothering me during sex, and that's why I'd rather be on top. I thought a compromise. I'm sorry. I thought a compromise could be another position, but he says that is too much to stare at. Wow, that's deep. I'm at a point now where I just go through the motions and hope he gets his thing off quick. This is not how I want to be married. I really, really, really love my husband and want to fix this. I tried talking to him, but he feels that his comments are to motivate me. My best friends say, cut off the sex and tell him why. But I don't think that's the answer. Red Room suggestions, please. It's starting to get ugly with him and not what I want to do. Sincerely, feeling really, really smothered.
Wow.
Who wants to tackle that first?
She's motivating his eyes.
So, towards the end of this scarlet envelope.
I'm laughing, Shelly.
I'm sorry. I'm fanning myself.
It brought back an image of Why Did I Get Married? When Jill Scott and I forgot what his name was.
I like that. You're right, James. That's about right.
That's right. What that reminded me of.
Oh,
wow. I didn't even go there with that thought. But
I didn't either to just now. Thank you to the glass of wine.
You know what? I would like to. I have a question she needs to ask her husband. She needs to ask her husband, when last did he see his own dick? At least she has an excuse why she has a belly. What's his excuse?
Wow.
You know something? I love, that's why I like her. She's unbelievable. And I love your accent, so keep the accent. If you change your accent, I'm going to cut you off. He said, when's the last time you see your dick? I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, to say, does he think it doesn't hurt trying to straddle his big ass, too? She didn't just say anything to her to Steven.
This vodka is good tonight, Joey.
This letter is okay. Does anybody on let's do this. Let's open up the lines to anybody who has a comment that they would like to make, a suggestion they can give to this poor wife who is feeling smothered.
No, feeling smothered. Feeling
Please
smothered.
Press one on your phone. And we will open up your line to
take your comment. We might need a little help with this one because I'm not quite sure. Okay. You know what? I am quite sure about a lot of things. But this one, I'm going for it. I'm going to agree with Sarah Lynn. At least she has an excuse for why she gained weight. But see, this is what I have a problem
right.
with. Men get married and expect to stay married to the woman that they marry. Women have to maintain that, you know, the brick house body that they had, whether it's a 36, 24, 36, and I'd like to see what that chick looked like, because a 24-inch waist with 36-inch boobs, and she just looks like somebody that wore a waist trainer too long and don't even look human. So men have this unrealistic expectation that they are supposed to stay married to the person that they married. Well, guess what? People change. Your mindset changes. Your body changes. Your whole life changes. You're never going to, and if you grow together, guess what? Growing may mean a few extra pounds are going to come on somewhere. But when you get to the point where you start to be disrespectful and ugly with the outer image of who you married, then that almost makes me believe, did he, Philly's mother, I really want to, you know, want you to think about, did he marry you for who you are on the inside, who you were on the outside, the way you look? Because exactly. It just seems like it's okay for a man to be a roly-poly-oly after 6 years, 10 years of marriage, but the wife has to still look like Beyonce after two kids and going through, God forbid, going through menopause. Yes, men, y'all don't have that issue. So it's like this guy, I mean, I don't even know what to tell her. Yes, I'm on my soapbox because I really kept quiet about the last issue, but I can talk about this one. I really want to know why it is that people think. Yes.
Shelly?
Yes.
I'm saying, honestly, if you met your darling man and he's cutie pie, got it all good, and all that. And then he eat like 5'10", 205,
first of all,
muscles.
If he's 5'10", I'm not marrying him because he's too short for
whatever,
me. Gonna...
Whatever. I'm 5'10", so if you don't like that, my wife loves it. But guess what? And then he changes to be 5'10", 350. We love everybody. You love yourself, but come on now. Isn't that kind of big?
What?
No,
like
no, I'm sorry. I know that
there are different reasons,
but no.
They said she gained 20 pounds, he gained 35. Who should be on the Biggest Loser? Because not her, if he gained 35 pounds. But it's like, why does he feel that it's necessary to attack her with the ugly words? If he
right,
feels
I'm
like,
saying
okay,
the words, verbal abuse, right,
for
I'm
her,
with you. I'm with you. Verbal abuse is one of the worst. You might as well smack a person because verbal abuse, it sticks harder than anything else. And I understand that.
Yes. But what's up with the ugly? I mean, okay, I can understand the ugly words. Not that I can understand it, it's still wrong. But the ugly words at the table when the fork goes to the face, all right, you might get a pass at that after I give you the ugly look. It might make something nasty for dinner the next night. But the ugliness in the bedroom? The ugliness in the bedroom? Come on.
He said he didn't want to. She said she didn't want his fat ass mother. And that's why she's going on top.
She didn't tell him that, though. She didn't tell
him
that.
Right, but she said it to herself, not to him.
Right.
She might as well said to him.
But what did he tell her? Don't try getting on top. You're too big for that now. Excuse me? Right.
That's
and then, let's be real. She also says in the letter, wait a minute, let me find it. She thought a compromise would be another position, but he says it's too much to stare at. We know what she's saying, but he still has a problem with that.
He's stupid as hell.
We're going to open up the lines for callers that have a comment.
We're feeling small, but this is what I say to you.
Yeah, open up.
The last four digits of the caller, 3761. We're opening your call now. Welcome to the Rev Room. What would you like to add to this conversation?
I guess they're gone.
maybe it was too much.
Little technical difficulties here. So we're going to go to the next caller. I have a caller with the last four digits of 5571. Open your line now.
She's there. Talk to us.
Maybe it's two.
I mean, this just might be too much for anybody to handle.
Hello?
I'm just saying.
It's too much for me.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you here? Welcome to the Red Room.
Yes.
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to
Red
Room.
How are you doing?
She needs to tell him.
Fine.
Speak up.
Well, I'd like to share.
Caller, we did not hear you. We can't hear you.
She needs to tell him exactly how she feels.
Oh, she needs to tell him exactly how she feels. Okay. Yes, me too.
Yeah, she needs to let her. She needs to really let him know exactly how she feels. If she doesn't like the comment.
So, okay. Do you think she should tell him that she doesn't like his fat ass on top of her either, or she should just? I mean, because it seems like she's already told him that.
I mean, if he can tell her, then
hurt her feelings.
Yeah, she needs to tell him.
Wow.
She really needs to tell him.
I totally agree.
So, Cora,
me too.
Feeling smothered, Cora, you need to let him know.
And you know, the thing about it is, by her viewing her, how she feels, it was strengthening their relationship. Right now, that relationship is one-sided. By her expressing that these comments hurt me, and it bewilders me every time I hear it, it still does not put me in a better place. Okay, I have a few pounds on, but at the same time, too, you can help me by going to jog with me, going to walk with me, so I could be this and I could feel better about myself.
But why is somebody here to tell you that?
Why should he have to tell her, don't try getting on top because you're too fat for that man?
Right, but I'm saying,
that's too much to look at.
Right. Really? Right. Really?
Exactly.
And you know the thing about it, remember everybody.
But at the same time. Safina, you got a double echo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's just beyond what I could even imagine anybody would say. I just think that's cruel.
That's ugly.
It's ugly. It's terrible. You should never
she
have
should
to
let
deal
it
with,
have it.
Verbal abuse
is
the worst abuse ever.
It is. It definitely is. So, I mean, I think at this point, I mean, I'm feeling bad for her because I can understand how a situation like that could happen, but this marriage is in trouble, and I think she really needs to do something to communicate to him how she feels. Feeling smothered, you have to talk to him. You have to explain to him, I mean, in depth about what his comments are saying, and let him know, even if it's from a health perspective, that yes, you both have gained some weight, but maybe we should do, you know, we should work out together. We should do this together. And if at that point he doesn't seem to feel that his weight is an issue and he just wants to turn the focus on you, then you just have to, you know,
I just, you got to find a way. Maybe counseling is the answer. And I know some people think, oh, counseling, all you're doing is paying somebody to listen to your issues or whatever. It helps you find effective ways to be able to communicate with the person. And a lot of times when a third party tells you this is how your spouse feels, they get it. So I'm not quite sure, you know, what your next move needs to be, but I will say your girlfriend who told you to cut off the sex, you might want to question her, because any woman who tells a girlfriend to cut off sex to fix the problem, she might be looking to replace you.
She might be ready to move in.
Is that Lady T talking?
Maybe he won't open it up.
Lady T,
maybe that's an option too. That
was awesome. You're right. That's really good. You got me like say, wow.
Exactly. I mean, you got to look at all different avenues. And then this, the thing of it is, you have to be careful who you talk to about your issues, because not everybody is trying to help you.
That's right. They're trying to replace you.
Exactly. My grandmother always said, don't ever say no to a man if it's your man. Let's put that disclaimer in there. Because you say no too many times, you kicking him out the door to go somewhere else.
What about the other one?
He will say yes.
Wow.
What about the other one? The other one is, don't tell another woman about your husband's bad habits, because his bad habits might be just what she needs.
I agree.
Hmm. I agree with that, too.
Ooh.
I ain't never heard that one, but I agree with it, too.
That's a new one to me.
He may not be I never heard that one before.
He may not be for you, but he may be for me. I'll take him.
Somebody else's bad habits might be exactly, your husband's bad habits might be exactly what she needs.
Mm. That's some real shit.
That's a topic.
That's why you gotta keep me around.
That's a topic.
Okay, James, I think it's time for you to close us out. Somebody close us out. I'm stuck right now because I'm not quite sure. I just want to step out of the red room right now and thank everybody for joining us tonight. Again, we had another great show. I am so excited and looking forward to next week. James, I want you to let everybody know where you're going to be mixing the drinks, because I'm telling you, I had the greatest drink. The greatest drink. And when I say this dude is a mixologist, oh, yeah, he does the damn thing when it comes to shaking and pulling the drink.
I need James to come over to the house and have everybody at the red at Vic Love's Lounge, and we have to let's do the show from there. Because I got more from the mix, and I want James to come over and mix a lot, mix oranges, do all you got to do. It's on me for the whole team.
I'm gonna throw a wrench in there on that one. Wednesdays and Friday night, Decoy Lounge, Clinton, Maryland, 7401 Torrance Road. I'm there every Wednesday and Friday, and I'll be there this Thursday. The band performing this Thursday is Six in the System. If you are familiar with the band from the DMV, very great band, great music, great drink specials. Of course, I'm making them, so of course the drinks are great. Great food. Yeah, that's really it. The best part of this whole announcement, stay tuned. 2016 is bringing a brand new piece to the Red Room Radio. I've been here since day one. We're going on almost 3 years doing this show. January 1, new things are happening. Check me out, calling the South Hotel, Decoy Lounge, 7401, Wednesdays and Fridays, faithfully, 6 p.m. to closing, close around 12 o'clock, live bands, karaoke, great food, great drink, great people. Be myself and Shelly L. Brooks live Wednesday through Saturday. We hang out after work, do our thing. Join our show every Tuesday. Call your friends. We don't tell everybody that, girl. Nobody know what they're talking about.
I know,
your friends. Come join the show.
Somebody might start trying to follow us.
They can never follow.
Yeah. Yeah,
Joy
they gotta
live, y'all. Thank you for joining the Red Room. Thank you, Big Love, for joining our show. I really appreciate your services, man. Great co-host. Thank you, Sarah Lynn. Thank you, Lady T. Shelly, absolutely love you to death. Know you for a long time. Great woman. Great mother. Great author. Great host. Everything, all of the above. I hope that everyone has a blessed week. Be safe. And I'll see you tomorrow for a drink.
All right. And next week, I think we need to go see Victor next week for a drink because he got the open bar and ready for us
anytime.
To mix it up for the rest.
I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you all to come hang out with Vic Love at Love's Lounge. It's drinks, fun. I know it's in Northern Virginia, but it's right by the Potomac Mills. We can get there. If not, I'll pick you all up over there at Crystal City, and I'll drive you here, and I'll drive you home. So just come
can
on.
I meet you halfway? Like Wilson Bridge halfway?
That works, right.
That's a long fucking way.
We gotta get you, James.
Thank you, everyone,
James.
for joining the room tonight. I am so excited that you have joined us. Remember, check out our Facebook page. James, tell them about that because you know I don't do all of the technical stuff.
It's the Red Room Radio, live on Facebook. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to go on to theredroomradio.com. Send us an email for more information. I'll have more updates as far as contact information coming next week for everybody getting in contact with us directly. We're always going to be here for you. Send in your letters. Maybe you use you as your scarlet envelope. It's going down the Red Room Radio. Big things happening in 2016. Y'all stay tuned.
And we will see y'all next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And remember, if your radio is not a Red Room radio, your radio is not on. Good night.
Uh-oh. Good night.
Oh, let me find out. We need to close the show with that.
I know, that was hot, wasn't it?
That's what he knows. I'm a bad, bad man.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.